It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Susan Stamberg. Quote, we will be entering a new dangerous nuclear age. That warning from the Prime Minister of Japan after one of its neighbors said it had conducted a nuclear test. North Korea made that claim in spite of years of attempts to restrain it.
Some of those attempts were made by the United States, which now faces the question of whether its policies failed. U.S. negotiator Christopher Hill answered that question this way.
It is not our failure that North Korea cannot see its future. It is our responsibility to react to the situation, to deal with the situation, and frankly, to deal with all the options we have with the understanding there's one option we don't have, and that is to walk away from this.
Christopher Hill spoke on All Things Considered yesterday. A North Korean official was quoted today saying his country is willing to end its nuclear program and return to the negotiating table, provided the United States takes what are called corresponding measures. The statement by the unidentified official was carried by a South Korean news agency. We're going to start our coverage in South Korea with NPR's Michael Sullivan in Seoul. Michael, you're about as close as you can get to the North Korean border, the demilitarized zone. What's the mood there today?
Well, we didn't hear much today, Steve, from the North today, except for that thinly sourced comment that you mentioned. Other than that, there's been very little happening, unlike yesterday when we had almost those gleeful announcements of the test in the state-run media in the North. Here in the South, President Ngo spent much of the day meeting with his advisors and leaders of the opposition, trying to figure out what to do next. And I think they're also trying to figure out what will happen if the UN approves this draft resolution drawn up by the U.S. for further sanctions against the North. I think the South Koreans are very much concerned about what response those sanctions might trigger from the North, which was already pretty isolated and defensive even before yesterday's test.
Well, now, Michael, we heard the Bush administration facing questions about whether its policy has failed. Are South Koreans asking the same question about their policy of engagement, their sunshine policy, as they call it, with North Korea?
They are asking those questions, but I don't think the sunshine policy is necessarily dead yet by any stretch of the imagination. But it's certainly going to get a makeover. I mean, that policy of engagement has been politically popular here, but the test, of course, changes things. And President Ngo has to feel a little burned here. I mean, editorials in the major newspapers here today reflected this. They were obviously highly critical of the North for conducting the test. But they were also very critical of President Ngo and the sunshine policy, with a few suggesting that it had been a mistake and just a failure. And, you know, that's pretty much what the U.S. and Japan have been saying all along. They've been wanting the South to take a tougher line on the North. But the U.S. and the South Koreans haven't been in sync on this one. There's been some tension there because they have different priorities. The U.S., very concerned about the spread of nuclear weapons technology and that the North Koreans might hasten that spread. But the South Koreans, on the other hand, are very focused on the present, on stability, on keeping the economy and the standard of living humming along. And one way of doing that is by avoiding confrontation, and one way of doing that is by engagement.
Well, is South Korea going to continue that engagement then for now?
I think for now they'll probably freeze it for the time being, yeah? I mean, they canceled an aid shipment that was supposed to go out yesterday, and it's unlikely any more are going to go out in the future, because if they continued that aid now, then they'd run the risk of looking as if they're rewarding the North, and, you know, they don't want to do that. But in the long term, I think it's too early to say.
You've given us an idea, Michael, of what politicians are saying. What sense do you have, the early sense anyway, of the response on the streets of Seoul?
Well, the people here don't seem any more interested in confronting the North today than they were, you know, yesterday, the day before the test. People on the street say they are concerned. They know this definitely ups the ante, and they're critical of the North for conducting the test. But that said, people on the street seem more concerned about possible U.S. response than a North Korean attack on the South. They don't see it in the cards. They don't think the North necessarily sees the South as the enemy. They think the North sees the U.S. and maybe Japan as the enemy. So people here, they appear concerned, but they're not overly concerned, at least not yet.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael.
You're welcome, Steve.
The view from one of North Korea's neighbors. That's NPR's Michael Sullivan in Seoul, South Korea.